June 5th, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Understand that every transgression against the Ten Commandments is the bad fruit of disordered self-love. The world's number one commandment is to love self above God and neighbor. If truth gets in the way, it is trampled on, made to look outdated and unimportant in the scheme of things. Taking this commandment to the highest level of absurdity, you now have contraception, abortion, and sodomy as the new norms. Anyone who objects is accused of persecuting these now acceptable practices and finds themselves persecuted. Satan has carried abortion and sodomy into the legal system when they are really moral decisions. Therefore, entire nations live by abuse of authority and compromised truth. Even worse, if this is possible, is that religious leaders remain silent on these issues, a silence which misleads their flocks and masquerades as tacit approval. Realize the path you are silently being led upon, not towards your salvation, but away from it. Be courageous enough to stand for the truth, my truth. Do not change your moral standards to please man. A note is given to read Romans chapter 1, 28 and 32. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a base mind and to improper conduct, though they know God's decree that those who do such things deserve to die. They not only do them, but approve those who practice them. Another note is given to read Romans chapter 2, 6 through 8. The synopsis, God's judgment on those who do not submit to the truth of God's laws, the commandments, will be wrath and indignation. But for those who are justified by following God's laws, they will receive life eternal. For he will render to every man according to his works, to those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.